Good Tuesday morning to you. It's time for another segment of our B.D. Owens and Friends Book Club. This week, Abin Yarala joins us from the Owens Library on the campus of Northwest. Thanks for tuning in. Abin Yarala, welcome to our radio book club. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Gavin.
You are visiting from the B.D. Owens Library. What do you do over there? Give us a little intro.
I am the acquisitions librarian. So some part of it is I help you with your research, do what the librarians do. But the other part of my job is I pay for stuff. I get the books. That's my job.
All right. And what have you brought for our book club today?
So my pick today is We Have Always Lived in the Castle by Shirley Jackson.
Could you start with a summary of this book? Tell me about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So this book is about Mary Cat Blackwood, and she lives in this town with her sister Constance and their uncle Julian. We know in the beginning that something big happened 6 years ago, a big incident, and Constance now can't leave their property. And when Mary Cat goes into town, we also learn that the townspeople really don't like them. It's a creepy little book, and I think I will spoil it if I give too much. But I think it's really good and it's really interesting.
Was this a short story, a novella? How would you characterize it?
I would say a novella. It's like 150 pages, so yeah, a novella.
And do you read it quickly?
You read it really quickly. I listened to the audiobook again recently, and that was about 6 hours. I think if you read it, it's probably less than that.
All right. Why was this your choice? Why did this book stand out for you?
First of all, I love simple writing. I think Shirley Jackson is really good at simple language that says a lot. And I think I picked this book because, like most of her writing, this one sits with like an idea of evil and what good is and what evil is, and how everyday evil can exist amongst us. It's sort of like a look into horror psyche, I think.
Evil and good amongst us.
Yeah.
I love that. Did this book bring any new insights for you or new revelations about life today?
Yeah, I am just so smitten with horror right now. And I feel like it really reminded me how much joy I can find in not necessarily relating to people, but sort of understanding human nature through horror and comedy. So right now, it's a funny book also. So right now, I'm really sitting with just the terrifying joke that life is, I think.
Who would you recommend this book to, and who would you recommend steer clear?
I would say if you do not like a slow burn, something's off horror, if it sits with you, if you think about it often, it's probably not for you. I think I would recommend the book to anybody who identifies as a weirdo. I think this one's for the witches. I think it's for people who love creepy things.
Mm. Thank you so much for coming in, Abba. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I don't think so. Thank you for having me.
That was librarian Abin Yarala discussing the Shirley Jackson novella We Have Always Lived in the Castle. Catch the book club Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m. or online at kxcv.org. I'm Gavin McGough.